You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Blaise Buscellia, founder and CEO of Fence Dynamics. Fence Dynamics is an experienced fencing franchise company that offers fence installation services for industrial, commercial, and residential properties. Blaise, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first of all, for starters, what's the story behind Fence Dynamics?
Well, we're based out of Port Charlotte, Florida. I started doing fencing back in 2005. I realized there's a good market for fencing in this area and decided to pursue doing more residential fencing, and it worked out pretty good down here in Port Charlotte. So with that idea, I have about 10 years experience under my belt and decided at one point in time I need to determine if it's good fit to start franchising. So that's where we're at today.
And when did you decide that Fence Dynamics was ready for franchising?
Well, Eric, after about 10 years of hardcore construction in the fencing industry, I decided it's about time to look into it. And after perfecting all of my processes and procedures and making several mistakes over and over, I decided to write it all down, record everything, and realize that the best expansion mode is for franchising. I looked into opening company-owned offices and realized there's so much capital involved, I figured this is the best bet. So a couple years ago, I looked into it. I started researching it. Initially, I found no other companies franchising a fence company in the United States. There's been a couple people who have tried. They have not succeeded well. So looking around the country, there's really an opportunity to expand this on a nationwide level through the franchise program. The industry is typically dominated by mom-and-pop individuals who just have one or two units, but there's no one that's taking it to a national level like every other business out there, other industry, auto parts, ice cream, you name it. There's a franchise for it. But fencing, we're going to be, it looks like the other ones who are going to go national in the fencing industry.
That's very exciting, without a question. What makes your business stand out from other businesses in your network?
Well, here's what I've done. After a decade of operation, I perfected all of our methods, policies, procedures through the franchise consultant. They helped me basically write it all down, put it into a manual. One of the things that really separates us is I have a partnership with some Fortune 500 companies. One to name is Home Depot. We are a service provider for Home Depot. We're an exclusive service provider in 12 stores in Southwest Florida, and we have exclusivity in those locations for this customer. Home Depot is a very good, very large company. They are the number one home improvement retailer in the country, and I decided to partner with them. And since instead of going against them and competing against them, we decided to form a team together. So I'm what they call a service provider, and I have 12 of their stores right now. And the program works out really good. For the franchisees, I offer a 25% military discount to active military, military veteran. So that's one of the things that's going to give us an advantage to if people get out of service and they decide they want to start their own business. 25% right off of the franchise fee is offered to the veterans.
Nice touch there. Today we're joined by Blaise Buscellia, founder and CEO of Fence Dynamics, an experienced fencing franchise company that offers fence installation services for industrial, commercial, and residential properties here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Blaise, what types of people are you looking to bring on as franchisees in your system?
Well, basically, I'm looking for motivated people. I need some motivated people to bring into this system. My job is to support the franchisees, but the franchisees have to have motivation on their own. We have the concept, we have the management. We just need someone who's going to be devoted to this franchise. That way, I can provide them support. So, If they're a really motivated person, I'd like them to join our team and talk to them. If I can give them a 25% discount possibly if they have a military background. So that's really what I'm looking for. People who want to start their own business, they don't have to necessarily be in the construction industry. They don't necessarily have to be in the fencing industry. They can. However, it's not required. One of my jobs as franchisor is to support franchisees. So there will be a training program for all the franchisees to come in. I will show them how to install fencing. I will show them how to do sales, do administrative work. So the training is what I can show them and give them. So they're going to have to provide motivation. As long as they're motivated, I can train them to be successful.
Lastly, what advice can you give to entrepreneurs who are just trying to decide if their business is franchisable?
Well, there's a couple things I would say. For one, it's a very, very time-consuming process, very, very tedious, and it takes basically all of your effort to get this off the ground. So what you have to have is a good concept, and you have to have good management. So once you have good concept, good management, you can look at your operation and determine if it's franchisable or not. So that's one of the biggest things is you have to have a track record, I would say 6 months minimum in operation to determine if your business is ready for this franchising. One other thing you need to do is devote all of your time to it. So the more effort you put into it, the more benefits are going to come out. So getting this company ready to franchise was quite an undertaking for sure.
Well, certainly an awesome franchising opportunity here. We certainly have been privileged to have had you here today and to introduce Fence Dynamics to the audience. Tell our listeners where they can get more information in all regards about Fence Dynamics online.
Well, basically what you want to do is go to fencedynamics.com, and there's a page for franchising. If you look us up under fencedynamics.com, check on the franchising page, click in there, and it'll give you all the information. There's a phone number. You can call me directly. There's a page for frequently asked questions also. So if anybody's interested, please check us out.
And we'll certainly do that. Blaze, thanks so much for your time today here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Okay, Eric. Thanks for your time. Take care.
We've been speaking with Blaze Buscellia, founder and CEO of Fence Dynamics, an experienced fencing franchise company that offers fence installation services for industrial, commercial, and residential properties. And once again, the website of reference is fencedynamics.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.